again, mostly the same cast of characters, comma, now with a new name, comma, CRs, comma, now talking about human rights, seriously, you know, what a joke, I don't know, seriously in parentheses, with the sanctimonious expressions on their faces, comma, and, massive outraged, and killing any old antiquated morality of it.
Be the one.
Kathy, right?
Yeah, finish the whole thing. I'm having my car come over.
I'm going to finish the whole thing.
Roger.
Let us look a bit more closely, please. It's the same relative to the threat contact that Rexus and Carl have been able to provide some meaningful, wholesome lifestyle that they have failed to provide to those who they profess such, quote, concern about, period. The accusation to Carl is, to get this, the accusation to Carl is the theme song of the Dodgers is as predictable as it happens. What sort of power is being referred to? No answer. The authors have found this in the question a total inability to understand the dynamics of the collective unit that is threatening to them precisely because there is no worship of self, no power hungry. There is something about a person who is going to go to some cause and the well-being of others outside of one's own plan. At this point, Lewis is working the concept of the irony that he has the power that also the accused of being able to resolve the system. New paragraph. They are also common. Therefore, to unable to understand the existence of statements that have been commented. save our lives, comma. Stand by.
Of the ringleaders of the concerned relative group. A community of joy, common beauty, industry, accomplishment, total lack of racism here. A community where people live, whose lives were being wasted and thwarted are now finding meaning and purpose. A community that has been called a model of cooperation, period. That the number of goals listed as explaining are a minority, something like 1 to 20 of the people that have visited down here, etc. Also giving the idea of the new people that just came down here to visit, the Methodist superintendent is coming and all that stuff. You already know the line, so. Next paragraph. Now, comma, who precisely are these concerned relatives? We believe the ringleaders are two individuals, fathers, moaning about their daughters, both of them in their 20s, one of whom is living in this country with her mother, whose father divorced even before the daughter in question was born, comma, and has been living away from home since, comma. And the second is, and the other is George. His pitiful case has already been clarified by his own sworn statement that his son is not really his own at all. He must uphold the fiction of his paternity since his entire reputation rides on it. So he's been the main force behind the concerned relatives. The three dubious fathers, are joined by a few others who have been active as false witnesses against Carl since the smear campaigns were cooked up over a year ago period. A few others are recent recruits. In practically every case, they are whining about adult married relatives, some of whom are in their 50s and 60s and who have families of their own here in the city, period. New paragraph. But neither we nor many others are fooled, period. One of these characters has now publicly threatened to harm mercenaries, period. Underneath the sanctimonious lying, comma, it is a particular viciousness of a vindictive, comma, desperate band of people, comma, secretly jealous of their loved ones, desires to live a life of principle and duty. Many of them once possessed, but could never practice, period. New paragraph. Their lives we do not take seriously, comma, but specify choice we do, period. We know from experience that individuals with wounded pride, comma, unable to confront their own failure and guilt, comma, will do when desperate, period. We have, therefore, notified the President of the United States, comma, members of Congress, comma, and appropriate officials in the State Department, comma, and the government here, comma, including the local law enforcement agencies, of a clear threat to violate laws and send violent experts to terrorize our organization, period. Copy. To all these concerned relatives, we say, children have a way of growing up, comma, and your relatives have outgrown you and have reached past what you represent, period. Your lies are shameless, and we will endeavor to make sure they are exposed, period. One thing that the Georges and the Schwartzes and the bridegrooms and Margaret's dad and Jeremy Senior's in-laws and the rest could better understand. Carl and his house are not about to roll over and play dead for plotters and collaborators and the false witnesses that have somehow pulled together by hook and crook to help them, period. We will continue to fight this conspiracy, -, and expose it, -, every step of the way. We are several thousand strong. We stand on our record of human service, and we will never abandon our beliefs. Moreover, we will continue to practice them, period. Persecution is nothing new to us. Carl has been through it for 25 years, comma, since the McCarthy period. We have gone through arsonists, comma, racists, hired assassins, rapturers, artists in the media, innumerable harassers, and even mercenaries. And some of them were, like the present circumstances, concerned relatives. It all started when Carl, in the middle of a racist Midwestern city, started bringing blacks and whites together in his organization. We have shown only briefly what is the real story behind these concerned relatives. A Bible in one hand, comma, and a contact eye or mercenary in the other, period. We could say quite a bit more. Public statements have already been made, and more will be forthcoming if that's what's required to expose the charlatans. But in the final analysis, we can say with confidence that this latest ploy will not work. It was another exercise of futility because the entire anti-Carl conspiracy is up against a powerful force that they cannot possibly bring down, we promise. I got another thing to describe. I just told you that the concepts, I'm not giving you the words, I'm just giving you the concepts, you understand what you're doing, the topic. It appears that one of her relatives is tied up with Pudge's group, and he's getting hold of Harry over. Pudge's group, and he's getting hold of Glenn. The story went when I saw the movie last night was, how did it go? She got hold of Harry and his friends. And expressed her concern about a relative that was in Pudge's party, over. And as you know, I guess you read the book, but as you know, Pudge is a very extremely radical perspective. And, you know, Pudge doesn't relate to anything. I mean, you know, to call him liberal would be a mistake, over. So, anyway, the other story went was that he's with the very radical left, and I can't remember what happened. Let me ask somebody else. And it appears that, I guess what they were is a split-off group or something like that from the main core of some commune they were living in, the hippie type group, and Corey was maintaining a farming commune someplace in Arizona, over. You know, the core of the community that the group split off from was maintaining a farm community, I think someplace in Arizona, over. You know, the core of the group, and the spinoff group was Pudge's, which is more radical perspective. And it's funny that, see, Pudge is known to say that, you know, any news is good news. That's the way, you know, those kind of people think, those radicals, over. And some think that perhaps at least Mrs. Rogers, or Mrs. Taylor, I forget who it was, she's a chatterbox, mentioned that she thought that it was peculiar what they were doing, and she really thinks that what he was up to was really trying to suck Harry into doing something in regards to the farmers, because I guess that the heads of the farm, the mom and dad, were tired and really wanted just to keep in farming. But you know how children are sometimes rambunctious and like to get off and do their own thing. And I guess Pudge, with his radical nonsense, was going to try to provoke this kind of stuff by making all these public appearances and trying to pull them back in to make some kind of to get them mad, over. Anyway, that's how the story went. Stand by. I think the script went something like these, you know, I'm worried or something that these radicals are trying to drag or get some publicity. Because they know that the mom and dad are tired. And these, you know, APs, not even APs, these radicals, would like to pull the movement out of Arizona and back to the city they're in. Because Pudge thinks that if he does this, that the people that he's pulling back in would have potential for real militant action. Oh, it was insane. It was just insane. original idea that a flop of the play was original of it.